Well, hi there. Welcome to Divas, Diamonds, and Dollars podcast. We empower today's lady boss who seeks whole life strategies for living their best life. We bring the key success principles on personal finance, leadership, and business to support you as you grow into the best version of yourself. Follow us to get ahead and succeed at a higher level. We are your hosts, Larissa Troach and
Cecilia Benford.
why am I always giving you a hard time starting with these questions? But I want to know, has
Oh.
the economy got you down? How is your public sentiment? I always hear that measurement of what the public sentiment is up. The public sentiment is down. Did any of the pundits check in with you personally? Probably not, because I never get that call. But in any case, I will tell you a trip to the grocery store is an exercise in frustration as prices continue their upward trajectory, particularly if you're still brand conscious like me. I'm all about buying what I want when I want it, not what you want me to have. And I'm just frustrated. I go to the store and you can't find anything except these store brands. I might think you know, but anyhow, that's just me. So at some point,
If I can interrupt you, there was an article last week, and I got to go back and read it because that's what it was about. I started reading it, but that's what everybody's going to. So you are not alone. I am just like you. I like my other brands. I don't want the store brand. And so, but I'm like, okay, I can see that that's not going the way though. Every time I go to a grocery store, it's more and more.
Yeah, even some of my go-to stores are like, oh, sorry, not today,
I
Chica.
know.
So at any point, we are going to have to make some adjustments. And today, I feel, seems like a fine day to increase our options by diversifying our income.
I agree. I think I mean, I hadn't thought about it this way, but when you talked about the grocery store, and as you just said about our options, increase our options. Ladies, one thing I believe to keep down the frustration, I'm going to go in with, we have control. We must choose. Make some choices here. So if you had to choose between putting money away for retirement and spending money to enjoy your life today, what would you do? We do know tomorrow is not promised, but just in case, shouldn't we enjoy our today and be more comfortable? I certainly say yes. And as I think about some people that I know, it's a little disconcerting to that I'm not sure they're looking forward to tomorrow. So this is really key. You need to be looking forward to a tomorrow. And so when you have multiple income streams, you do have more choices and life becomes a little easier. So that's what we're going to talk about. Because I realize the journey I have been on myself. So I recently had an aha moment. So let's talk about this income diversification. It is critical in achieving financial security and flexibility. I have used the word flexibility in so many ways. I actually learned it. I saw the application of it in my last job because it was, I'm going to use a military term, and that is flexibility is the key to air power. Okay, if you want to be the big dog, if you want to be the superior system, defense weapon system, there's got to be some flexibility in that, right? So let's consider, we know that a lot of households are female headed, and a lot of them are not of the traditional arrangement where you have one breadwinner and one domestic homebody. And even if that were the case, my daughter and I talk about this a lot because she talks about the people she knows, and she, as we look at how people navigate their lives in this regard. So truly, everything is so expensive, but it's relative depending on your income, is it not? The world is changing quickly. and I need to keep up. So how do we do that? Consider especially the demographics of a midlife career woman. I think we may be, we're a majority somewhere, right, Louisa? Midlife career women and business women or business owners, and being that in that group, there are unique challenges that they face. And at the start is, how do they secure their financial future? We continue to be challenged regarding equal pay. It's not solved for everybody. It's getting better. Excuse me, but depends on what your news outlet is. You hear different things. We did take the brunt of the job hits during COVID. And needless to say, so if you took a job hit during that time, I mean, it doesn't magically disappear. And who's to say? Are we better off with the remote or hybrid work scenarios? I'm here to tell you, the jury is definitely still out about that. I talk to people all the time. So it's really very interesting, to say the least. So we have to work twice as hard to get noticed and to get ahead. So let me just give you a definition about income diversification, if I can. And that is, just a simple definition. It's spreading income across multiple sources to reduce reliance on a single income stream. So let me repeat that again. Spreading income across multiple sources to reduce reliance on a single income stream. Now, for somebody like me, it's interesting that my husband asked me a question about one of my diversifications was when I first made the decision to diversify into gold. And he asked me, and that came up because gold is up now. And he asked me, well, how did you come to the decision? Why this amount and not a different amount? Now, that was a few years ago. So that was an interesting question. I had to stop and think about that. But I offer that to say you also will have to think about that, okay? But we're going to break it down for you. So if you haven't thought about this, we believe everyone can see the logic and even the wisdom in doing this for themselves. But even if one isn't sure of exactly what to do about it, let's talk about it, okay? So understand that relying solely on a traditional job may not provide sufficient financial security, especially in uncertain economic times or especially during retirement. Again, I want to say a lot of times to people, because it's sometimes, big events, people sort of seem to forget them after a while. I'm thinking, if COVID hadn't taught you anything, hello. So uncertain economic times has been the outcome. All we got to do, and if I can just throw this, well, I won't. I was going to use an example that's pretty right now, it's in the public eye, but I won't. But it was a throwback to remember when all those container ships were sitting off on these ports. Well, this economic uncertainty certainly developed. And to me, we see that, I mean, you just never know, okay? But the other one is, when you're thinking about your retirement, truly, that is something that you must begin right now. And even if you have maybe, you're doing something with your paycheck every week, things change. So this is, just a reminder and a wake-up call. So top of mind examples of different income streams naturally include your employment, okay? Your employment income, at least most jobs, if you're there, you rely on it. You're doing something with it, hopefully, meaning you can divide up a dollar into, three different things. But the point about that is, but you just don't want to just sit with that because there's Larissa, I'm sure this happens there, but every now and then you'll see where somebody's laying off numbers of people in a good economy, right?
I'm in Silicon Valley, so yeah, they're just laying off swaths of people. It's not like one
Yeah.
or two people get the chopping block. It's like swaths, whole groups, large
That's
groups.
right. That's right. Yeah, because you kind of say, uh-oh, who's next, right?
We've lost
But
faith in you, and the folks were left behind, and they're just,
right.
that's demoralizing. And people are like, as you say, am I next, or what happened? Because
Right.
you never talk about HR, and everyone's left to wonder, like, are we next?
Right, exactly. So different income strategies include certainly your employment income, but also business ownership. Hey, we know women can own businesses, right? Just look around. Everybody knows somebody who started out on their own and investments. Truly, you must invest somewhere. And then passive income. So Miss Larissa is the financial expert. So she's going to talk about that some more. Basically, what the benefits are. Sometimes I think, we get the logic, but maybe some people still miss about what the benefits are. So tell us.
That is true. We did promise you five benefits of diversifying your income, and look, life is precious and we don't want you working 24/7, but we do want you working a little bit smarter. And we, the old adage, we know money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure makes life easier. So the five biggest reasons to focus on income diversification now. So before we give you the five, I say the five. There are definitely more than five, but five that we've come up with. So before you get there, however, when you think about diversifying your income, consider these breakdowns. Again, it's not just work for the sake of work. Your primary income, I used to call it your bread and butter income, right? That covers your living expenses, whether that's rent or mortgage, your car note. I mean, those are the top two priorities. I tell my kids, y'all gotta focus on that. Utilities, groceries, all our must-haves, right? You do need ideally sufficient income, if you will, to cover your must-haves. And if your primary income does not cover all your necessities, it is time to make a change. So we think about, you ever hear Brad Pitt talk about a side hustle? That's actually not what I'm talking about either, because I did that, and we'll talk about that in a second. But you have your secondary income. And that covers, in my mind, those smart choices that our paycheck can't always meet, right? We need those emergency savings because they say most people are one paycheck away from being in crisis mode. Your vacation savings, your major purchase savings, like, if you want to do some work around the house or things that you don't want to use your credit card for. Those major purchase savings. Once upon a time, that was how it was done. You would save up. We didn't just whip out that little piece of plastic. But, and so on. And I will say, savings, if you will, is code for investing. Although today or recently, bank interest rates have actually crept up, and I'm going to say a wee bit, not what they used to be, over the past few months. So if you do have some disposable income, it actually might be a good time to invest in a short-term CD, by the way. I was recently attracted to an offer at my credit union. I said, oh, okay, well, let me give it a whirl. And it's only 4 months, so you're not necessarily worried about, what's it called, opportunity cost of having your money tied up, because I actually rolled it over. And when you roll it over, they actually let you add some money. So I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and take the bite twice. So that's your secondary income for savings. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. Tertiary income. This is the change your life income. Now, where you earn money for your retirement, of course, but also for investing in yourself. And I'm pretty sure people do not actually think about this part very often. You must invest in yourself. Now, either through formal education or coaching or mentoring with someone who can help you grow and become to position yourself to earn more. How about that, investing in yourself? When's the last time you invested in yourself? Around the office, what I hear is people talk about, well, the company doesn't do this for me, or the company doesn't do that for me. And I just want to go, psh, what are you doing for yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, now the five benefits. First of all, we already said this 18 times. This is increased financial security. It's so important to have a security blanket. Having multiple income streams can provide a safety net in case one source of income is lost or reduced. We know that happens. I just had to reassign a non-performing senior property manager back down to a property manager because she could not quite get it together. So things happen that are out of your control. I don't know if this is out of your control, but things do happen. It definitely gives you greater flexibility and freedom. Diversified income allows for more control over one's financial situation and our lifestyle choices. Now, you can choose to sit at home on the couch and watch TV and be miserable, or you can choose to have a social life or travel or do things that, I was going to say warm up your lifestyle. That's not accurate, but life more enjoyable. And here's the thing. I know we think it's for other people, but it's an opportunity for wealth accumulation. Different income streams offer more opportunities for growth and wealth building over time. We're not talking overnight. We're talking about true wealth building assets. That's why I want you to have those additional income streams. And retirement planning, you look, there is no gold watch and a pension. Companies have walked, not walked away, leaned away from pensions. So they're not necessarily putting money away unless you put money away into your self-directed retirement fund. So diversifying your income can help women save for retirement and ensure a more comfortable lifestyle in their later years. Just read another statistic, if you will, that we are. Once again, the lifespan has started to creep back up. We lost a couple of years during COVID, but now it's starting to go back up. So you definitely don't want to outlive your money. My favorite, though, is choices. I already talked about that. That is how many people are working a job they do not love for a boss that does not love them. If we could see our audience, I know that there'd be a lot of hands being raised. What we gotta do. But when you diversify your income, I feel that you'll have a greater chance of accumulating attitude money. Now, I like that term attitude money because you just picture some money going, and so I mean, the winds of change will blow. So, I don't know if that's 5,000 for you or 10,000 for you, whatever amount you need to feel comfortable enough to take a leap of faith and make a change to the good life. So when you have some savings accumulated or some money to back up your decisions, you are not necessarily tied to the drudgery of being miserable 9 to 5. Maybe it's a new career move. Maybe it's start that business that we're encouraging you to do. So there are, now that's at least five benefits. And I hope some of them resonated with you. And if so, three things you can do right to now. If you're ready to get started, first of all, call me. But the three fastest or low barrier of entry methods to begin diversifying your income on your terms by not trading hours for dollars, because again, there's only so many hours in the day. Starting a side business, you must have used the word must. Oh, yes, you must. Investing in real estate, still the number one wealth builder, stocks, bonds, and other financial instruments. There are so many ways to diversify your investing dollars. And I think we may be talking about that later. And if not, there'll definitely be a workshop on that. And creating and selling digital products or online courses. Again, not trading hours for dollars, created once, benefit many times. Once upon a time, back in my younger days, before I started to take a deep dive into growing and becoming, I mean, I had a part-time job at Clorox. See, I don't know if you remember that, but I was back in my younger days when I was married, the kids were young and I was at home and I don't know what I was doing. I mean, why I was doing it. I just felt like we needed more money. Think about that, because I think was my husband working at Clorox at that time? But I did great, I know, swing, must be a swing shift. I remember falling asleep at the assembly line. That's how tired I was. I do not want you to do that, falling asleep standing up, because that means you are extra tired. You probably should lay down somewhere. So that did not last too long. And you know my takeout taxi story, that was like, what would they call it, Uber Eats now, right? So we would go pick up the food, and I remember I turned around and there's Michael Jordan getting out of the car. I was like, oh, I just lost my mind. I don't know if you remember. I just, and I didn't know what to do. Like, you know, I just, because at the time, you know, he was still playing basketball, and I had to call the boys. Y'all gotta get over here. So sorry. But my last foray into the side hustle, if you will, or you know, work an extra job. I thought I would take a full-time job at Tesla, working at the grave shift from what 10 to 6, I think it was. Because you know, I thought I could sleep on the train and then sleep for a couple hours before the shift. We were not well. That was not my most brilliant idea. So yeah, no, I don't want you to do all that. I've made all the mistakes for you. You don't have to do that part, okay? I will remind you, however, if you didn't see it, I did do a series of posts, Instagram post on women multipreneurs, which again, I beseech you, such as Barbara Corcoran. You may know her. She's on Shark Tank. She's most famous for her real estate, but she also invests in several other businesses. That's the whole purpose of Shark Tank. Rihanna, you don't think about her, but you know she's a musician, actress, and businesswoman with her line of cosmetics and I think lingerie. And then Venus, of course, she I think recently stepped down from tennis, but she's also got many business ventures. And you know, I could not talk about an entrepreneur without talking about Oprah and Martha Stewart. So these are real life women doing the do, and I'm just saying, why not you? So consider for myself, my portfolio of income diversification includes real estate, rentals, of course, dividends. I'm invested in probably more than one real estate fund. I'm a little heavy in the real estate. Stock dividends, real estate partnerships through my self-directed IRA, for example. And of course, real estate sales, because why not? I'm in California, that is the law. And you know, peer-to-peer lending with Prosper. I mentioned that many moons ago. And of course, business consulting. And which is nice to say I'm doing all these all at the same time, but you can see, you know, you kind of it just weaves in and out, and you know, make some money over here, you make some money over there, and of course the income that's quote unquote passive through investments. So I may like be heavily skewed, if you will, in real estate, but I will tell you, I am feeling a little bit better. I know that I've definitely improved my financial outlook by having multiple revenue streams. I know that I can actually retire one day. How about that? How about that,
Yay.
y'all?
Wow. Girl, I don't know about other people, but I was like, whew. Miss Larissa has said, hey, step out there and do it, you know? So just do it. And now I'm a little bit more on the steady, easy flow. Well, that's not probably not a good term, because my flow hasn't been easy, but more steady. That's probably accurate. And the multipreneur streaming is for me, sometimes it's those little projects where you do something and get paid for something. But all that being said, there are times you're going to have some challenges, and sometimes it is, it might take a bit to get started. So we're not saying this is easy, but you know what? I mean, there are many quotes out there that talk about, if anything, if it was easy, it wouldn't be worth having. That's the simplified version. And honestly, I truly believe that, many of the things you talked about, Larissa, just remind me, when you reach a goal, how satisfied you are, right? So I'm just kind of jumping into that. But the common challenges and concerns for women, for sure. I mean, I look at it, it might be childcare. It might be, just trying to, maintain your home and work and take care of the children. There are a lot of things, but income diversification is still for you. That's what we're saying. It is for you. Yep, there are time constraints, But my favorite motto to everybody is everyone has the same 24 hours. And so, Larissa, you just named a lot of women. Have you ever thought about and wondered how they did, how did they do all this? Well, we've done some things through various podcasts about working smarter and using our time. I was even thinking when you mentioned Rihanna, at some point just before her second baby, I can't remember where she fell on the Fortune 500 list, but she was way up there, one of the few billionaires. So, and I can remember when she was just a little young thing, when she was just getting started. So that's pretty amazing. So we've also talked about fear of failure. That's a real thing. Maybe that's the imposter syndrome, but you know what? We claim victory over that. You know what? It's just a psychological, internal thing that you can overcome. And yes, lack of financial knowledge. However, really, there's no excuse for that one because, as Larissa and I share with you all, we invite you to contact us. I say Larissa more so than me with the financial knowledge, but I mean I know things, and so sometimes it's just who you're willing to go to. But honestly, there are things at your credit union, at your banks, but credit unions are very good with this. And a lot of times we know financial planners, but we're just a little bit uncomfortable for various reasons, but no reason to ignore getting help if you don't have the financial knowledge. Okay. So the most practical tips and advice for overcoming these obstacles is so that you get started on the path to income diversification. And I think that's what we're saying. It just bears repeating. That's what we're talking about. So you've got to create a plan first. It has to go from here to a plan, right? Set specific goals to hit your targets. And that's what I'm talking about. There's nothing to me more satisfying when you hit your target. It's just makes you say, okay, I can live to see another day to do whatever it is that you're trying to achieve and to look back and see what you've accomplished. Okay.
And it makes you keep going.
That's
You
right.
just
That's
finish,
right.
yes, I can do it.
Yeah. Even with the dips, they're going to be dips, but guess what? No dip ever continues. There's going to be upside. So, that's why the third part of this is you should calendar your actions. You need to make your notations by, what's going on. Have that plan every year starting, I do mine sort of like the October time frame. That's kind of my planning time to go back and see where I've been, where I need to go and start planning. And what actions will you need to take? While we're talking income diversification, we must just throw in that one little word, taxes. That's all I'm going to say about it. Because that's part of, the whole business of figuring out where you are as well. So lastly, it is important that you take small, manageable steps. I mean, don't go out there and do give somebody $100,000. You have no idea how that's going to work, right? Please. I see that. I just don't get it when people do that. I'm just like, oh my word. Seek support from mentors and peers or coaches for the best outcomes. That's kind of what I was, speaking to about, if you lack financial knowledge, those people exist. And a lot of times there are some radio shows that, I mean, there's one on Saturday morning that occasionally I listen to, but there's like enough information that one should get you pumped up and excited. And oh, by the way, when they say call them, right? So, because you're looking for the best outcomes, you're not necessarily, if you're not a financial expert, you really should not be relying just on yourself. So, reach out, as we said, to both of us or others for guidance. So, now that, oh, yes.
Interrupt because I was just I'm reading a book on how to get things done, and they say stop listening to the news. So I have actually stopped listening to the news, but once in a while you will see a headline that grabs your attention. And wasn't a headline, actually, it was John Oliver. He was doing an episode on something called pig slaughtering scams. Did you see that?
Pig slaughtering.
Scams. I'm not sure
Oh
where it
yeah,
was,
I did, but
but it was pig something scams. About these people who get bamboozled and taken in by folks texting them. Look, if I don't know you and I get a text and I have and seen some of the ones that he displayed, I've gotten that text. Hey, was it not are you up, but are we still on time for our meeting tomorrow or something? And I'm like, I don't know you and I may
That's right.
not respond, but I have responded to some. And this is another one. Hey, so and so, I can't remember what the other one was. And I said, oh no, you have the wrong number. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was me just trying, someone was trying to catch me. So these people, they court you. If you do not respond, do not engage in the dialogue, because then they
That's right.
will start trying to suck you in and they'll tell you how wonderful you are. They've looked you up online, they've gotten your story, they're in your social media, they know where you were born because y'all put too much information out there. They know where you grew up, what school you went to, and they will put all these little tips in so that they can connect with you. And at some point, there is a money conversation. And it's not always send me money. It's about, hey, there's this Bitcoin. I've seen people trying to reel me in on the Bitcoin, and Instagram is very bad about that. Trying to get you in on the Bitcoin situation and some other type of investment. They had a whole bank that somehow lost the whole bank, all of his money. There is no way one person should have that much control over all the bank's finance.
Exactly.
But
I
the
know.
however much money it was, he lost it all. The bank had to shut down. So when we're talking about reaching out for guidance, a random text is not financial guidance. Delete, delete, delete. Do not
But
engage.
they say if you did not solicit something, you should not be responding.
Yes.
That's an easy takeaway.
So that was very, it just, I'm like, I was horrified because I recognized some of those texts that I had received. Anywho, bring us on home.
So, while we can't overemphasize the importance of a diversifying income for financial security and flexibility, we did give you a public service announcement about don't fall for the okie doke. Okay. Financial security and flexibility, that's where we're at. And you can't do that if you're falling for those little,
Scams, people.
So move it along. By diversifying your income, midlife career or businesswoman, because by this, when you become in your midlife career, you really, even if you do have children at home, your mind should, in my mind, be, again, looking forward. How are you going to be able to create a better quality of life? You're not going to always planning to be doing the 9 to 5 only, or just what will you do? And how do you want to live? What's your quality of life? You're looking for, hopefully bigger and better things, right? To do with your time. So you must invest for retirement and achieve greater financial security. I mean, those are the reasons why we're talking about investing, diversifying your income. And so, listen, there's enough sad stories about there, how people haven't done this. You don't need any more of those sad stories. Don't be one of them. Start today and take action to explore opportunities for diversifying your income, starting with the small steps, really to income just doesn't happen overnight. So start with the small steps and gradually expand your sources of income over time. But also set a deadline for this to happen. You don't want to look up 5 years later and find out maybe you didn't do some manipulations that you could have done, or some more strategic thinking, and maybe some tweaks or whatever. So today, that's your action. Take action today. All right, Larissa, what say you?
Well, anywho, listen, thank you for tuning in today. So if you found our discussion insightful, there's a good chance your friends will too. So we'd love it if you could take a moment and share this episode with your bestie who you believe would appreciate it. And it's an easy way to help spread the word, and it helps our podcast reach more smart people just like you. Alrighty. Now, next week, we'll dig more specifically into diversifying your income by using your very own skill sets to begin coaching or consulting, and the better way to do it. Two readily available ways to begin diversifying your income. So make sure you check us out, and we will see you then. Cheers.